Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Stephanie Boldrini of Monte Carlo Real Estate Investing and the Commercial Real Estate Investing from A to Z Podcast. Stephanie, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Gresh.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Stephanie so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's building and growing. And Stephanie is originally from Brazil and has been living in Silicon Valley for the last 18 years. During her career in Silicon Valley, she founded her own startup, a marketplace for natural and organic products. She also had a successful career in technology sales, and most recently, she decided to start investing in commercial real estate full-time. Stephanie, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Were you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
Oh, yes, I am very ready.
Awesome. Let's do it. Yes. So to kick everything off, I wanted to hear a little bit more about your background and your CEO story and what led you to start your businesses.
Sure. I have been in, as you mentioned, in real estate, in technology sales for about 10 years or so. And I had, in the last couple of years, wanted to get into angel investing in startups by virtue of being in Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. And it was a very clear and easy to see that real estate investing is a much better proposition with higher returns and a lot less risk than being an angel investor at startups. So that's why I decided to get into real estate investing. I had a friend at the time and who was in real estate, commercial real estate investing for over 20 years. And after a ton of conversations, that's how I came up with the conclusion that real estate is the best.
Yeah, absolutely. I've always heard, you know, great things. I'm not in, you know, real estate investing or anything, but I've read a lot about it and I know how important it is. And there's literally real estate everywhere, no matter where you are in the world. So it's something that is always necessary and kind of always something people are looking for.
Exactly.
Nice. And I know you have a podcast and you have your business that you're starting up as well too. Can you drill down a little bit deeper into like what you're doing, how you help out people, but then also a little bit more about like what your podcast hopes to do?
Sure. So I decided to start the podcast because throughout my education, I could not find a lot of podcasts that were completely focused on commercial real estate. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of podcasts on the residential side and multifamily side. And it was just by virtue of, number one, not too many podcasts out there focused on commercial. Mm-hmm. And number two, as I'm getting my career started in investing, it would be a good way to get my name out and, of course, also build my network.
Right. That makes sense. It's funny because I found that, especially with the podcast, there's a great opportunity to kind of network in a different type of way and meet people sometimes you wouldn't otherwise meet.
Yeah, absolutely. And the people in the industry are so generous, so kind, and it's been a blessing to meet each and every single person. They're wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know that if there's, or do you find that there's a reason why, you know, there's not as much information about commercial real estate? Is it something like drastically different or is it something that, you know, just there hasn't been a lot of, I guess, awareness to?
I think that when people start thinking about investing in real estate, the first thing that they think about is buying a house and getting tenants in it. Mm-hmm. And then they grow into a duplex, fourplex, and then potentially a multifamily. So there are not a lot of people compared to residential that are in commercial. And that's the only reason why I think there aren't a lot of commercial podcasts out there.
Yeah. Well, I definitely appreciate you, you know, bringing light to that because, you know, definitely it is something that I've even heard a little bit about, but I haven't met a lot of, you know, commercial real estate agents. It's less number in comparison to like, you know, commercial or to, you know, residential. So I definitely think that, you know, you bringing light to that and you know, helping out as well too helps, you know, increase the awareness and probably increase the amount of people that are, you know, investing in it as well.
Exactly. And there's not a ton of competition in that world. People are a little bit afraid because they will be dealing with different kinds of tenants, but there's nothing to be afraid of. And a lot of times you do get better deals with a better return in commercial versus residential, especially nowadays. There's a lot of competition for multifamily properties.
Exactly. That makes perfect sense. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this could be for you or your organization, but what do you feel kind of makes you unique and sets you apart?
I think being incredibly well organized and connected and helping people out, not only getting help, but helping them when they need help. You're always at the forefront of their minds when you're helping them out, and whenever you need help, they will be there for you, just like you were there for them.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I kind of see it, you know, from, you know, you even developing, creating the podcast as well too, because a lot of people that don't know about, you know, the commercial real estate world, you would basically have no way to know, but you creating, you know, a podcast and creating a platform for people to be educated and be informed about, you know, everything from A to Z, as the title says, it helps to give out to people and I feel like everything, once you give it out, it comes back to you as well.
Exactly. I'm sure you have experienced that in multiple ways since you started your own podcast.
Yes, absolutely. It's been a great opportunity. Who knows, you know, you meet people that are commercial real estates on the other side of the country that you never would have met before. So it's definitely a great networking and way to learn a lot more about things you don't even know about.
Exactly.
Nice. And I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but something that makes you more effective and efficient.
One of my favorite books has been Never Split the Difference. And it's a negotiation book by one of the lead FBI negotiators. And it's just incredible, with a lot of very useful tips for negotiating anything. So highly recommended that everyone read it, whether you have a job or you're in business. You're always negotiating, so it's been very helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes perfect sense. I always hear people say that you're in negotiations and you're quote unquote in sales no matter what and where you are. So you have to understand, whether it be you know, doing big real estate transactions or something as small as, you know, making sure or getting your kids to go to bed or getting your wife or your spouse to do X, Y, and Z, you're always in negotiations. Yeah. So more awareness to that helps out a lot.
Very true. Everything is sales.
Exactly. And so now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Ask for help. I'm very bad at asking for help. And I have been getting better and better over the last few months. I don't know if you've heard of Landmark. It's a wonderful course that you take, and I'm taking the project class most recently, and one of the things that they really focus on is for you to ask help in the community and engage people. And when you're telling your story and you show how passionate you are, you will engage the right people to be on your team. And it's a little muscle that you're building. You need to definitely practice, but it's been incredible. So I highly encourage, if you're not very comfortable asking for help, I highly encourage you to get that muscle built, and you will see your business flourish.
Yes, I think that's a great nugget. And if you see my younger business self, tell him that as well, because I also struggle with that. I have heard of the Landmark. I haven't actually learned a lot about it, but it's great to hear, you know, about that program. And I find that I always say, and I've heard that the greatest gift you have of somebody is to give. But a lot of times people want to give, but if you don't ask for help, you don't ask for assistance, you don't give the opportunity for people to give. So I love that CEO nugget, because not only, you know, are you getting help, but you're also giving somebody else the blessing to be able to give as well too.
Exactly. And not only that, people don't know what you need. Mm-hmm. And it's incredible how many people in your network know someone or know how to get to where you need to go. And we don't know, because we're not sharing that. And they don't know that you need that help. So just by sharing, it's incredible. I highly recommend it.
Yes, definitely. So thank you for that reminder. And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a quote unquote CEO. We're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. And Stephanie, I wanted to ask you, what does being a CEO mean to you?
For me, it's making sure that your team succeeds with you. You'll never get anywhere alone. And I want to not only give credit, I also want to make sure that my entire team is successful as well. And for that, of course, you also need people who want to be successful. Need to pick the right people in your team. But I'm a firm believer of everyone winning together.
Yes, and there's more than enough opportunity and success to go around. So I appreciate you for that definition. Appreciate you for all the awesome things that you're doing to help out, you know, people in commercial real estate, but also your team as well. So I wanted to pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how best they can get a hold of you and subscribe to your podcast.
Well, I highly encourage, if you have not been a real estate investor yet, I encourage you to at least talk to your network and start learning about it. It's something that you need to plan for your own future. And it's a very proven technique of financial freedom. So I highly encourage everyone to start learning and taking care of your own future.
Absolutely. And people that want to reach out to you, what's the best way for them to do that?
You can reach out to me on LinkedIn. I will send you the exact link and they can contact me at any time. I'm very responsive over there.
Awesome. 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 We'll take that link and we'll have it in the show notes. So by the time you're listening to this, but Stephanie, thank you so much. I appreciate you and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you very much, Gresh, for what you're doing. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.